hymn which I am about to share was written by Charles Wesley in 1739, about a year after he found his experience of vital faith in Jesus Christ, his Savior. In this hymn, Charles shares the awesome realization of God's redeeming mercy for him and his sins forgiven. And in the fourth verse, he describes being in the dungeon of sin and how God's light infused his life and the chains of sin were broken. This hymn is not an easy hymn to sing for a congregation, but I'm going to ask, if you care to do so, to turn to hymn 363. 363, and you can follow along because there's a lot in this hymn. Got a lot of theology, and you can sense the exuberance of Charles Wesley in realizing what Christ has done for him. I hope it will be a blessing to you as you follow the message along. And can it be that I should gain an interest in the Savior's blood? Died he for me who caused his pain, for me who him to death pursued? Amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, shouldst die for me? Amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, shouldst die for me? He left his Father's throne above, so free, so infinite his grace. Emptied himself of all but love, and bled for Adam's helpless race. 'Tis mercy all immense and free, for my God, it found out me. 'Tis mercy all immense and free, for my God, it found out me. Spirit lay fast bound in sin and nature's night. Thine eye diffused a quickening ray. I woke, the dungeon flamed with light. My chains fell off, my heart was free. I
rose, went forth and followed thee. My chains fell off, my heart was free. I rose, went forth and followed thee. No condemnation now I dread, Jesus and all in him is mine. Alive in him, my living head, and clothed in righteousness divine. Bold I approach the eternal throne and claim the crown through Christ my own. Bold I approach the eternal throne and claim the crown through Christ.